Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, along with RJ at 713-780-3776. Always good. You guys are great at what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence. It brings out the best in you. Congratulations. You know, one of the laziest. I don't know, RJ, where you were, did you guys take a lot of phone calls?
It would depend on the host.
Yeah. Okay. Well, your host, did he take? He didn't take a lot of calls, did he?
It depended on the day. Sometimes he would, especially like after a Jags game. But then, if, you know, there were other moments where he'd say, "Yeah, we're not going to take a whole bunch of calls. We'll, you know, respond to us on our text line, respond to us on Twitch, things like that."
Yeah, right. That stuff. We get a lot of Twitter. You guys are good on that. They're really lazy listener base, though, calling in. Really lazy. I mean, I'm just disappointed. But I will say this. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence? You guys are really tremendous at. They used to be really good at Throw Shade Thursday, too. Throw Shade Thursday had to be eliminated, though, because it got really ugly between our listeners got ugly at other shows, and there was a lot of name-calling and a lot of – it just got ugly. I mean, maybe someday we can bring it back because, maybe we got rid of the ugly people. I don't know.
There were some people that were requesting for it back. I won't lie.
Oh, Throw Shade Thursday? Yeah. No, we've heard that. They also want male golfer, female golfer food. You don't know what that is. You've never experienced male golfer, female golfer food. Maybe someday I'll teach you something about it. Take the day off of work. Play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, with the occasional invitational presented by SiteJab.com, benefiting kids' meals. This year's tournament will take place Tuesday, June 14th, that's 8 days from now, 10:30 at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from Carbach Brewing Company, the lunch from Mendocino Farms, dinner from E. Fratelli, 18 holes of golf, and a quick award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com. I am going to be able to play. I learned this weekend that I can play golf again.
What do you mean?
We went up to Missouri and I played up there.
I got to do the show and then take off to the airport. I got to fly to L.A. for this content summit.
On June 14th?
They're going to buy me a suit, though. I got news that they said, hey, we're going to have Stefano come and measure you. NFL Network's going to get me a suit.
How nice is that?
It's real nice. It's I don't know where that came from.
It's worth a trip up to L.A.
It's worth a trip, and then I got to do content. But I'll miss out on playing golf, but I physically could probably do it. I haven't played for a couple of years now, but you were a long shot to be able to play.
Yeah, no. So we're going to figure it out, but I'm going to...
What do you mean we're going to figure it
out? Well, we'll figure it out who I'm going to play with. Maybe we'll auction it off
know you can play?
Well, just you guys can just come if you pay some money, because we got to raise money for kids' meals.
But
we really
need
to. How
do you know you can play?
Because I played this weekend.
You did?
Yeah, it didn't hurt at all.
At all?
At all.
So you really don't even have... So you are like Wolverine.
I told you I was Wolverine.
Yeah, you did say
I just
that.
Heal like... It's unbelievable how I heal. The most painful thing I've ever gone through... And yet, 3 weeks later, I'm good. I'm not like you, where it lingers and it's herpy-like. It's like for the rest of my life.
Herpy-like?
No, well, it's your shoulder is for
right,
the rest.
This shoulder, no, this shoulder's good. It's right now, it's this one right
here. Oh, stop. Yeah. Stop. Let's get Roel in here. He wants to talk on the radio. Hey, Roel, how are you?
Oh, I just wanted to call and let you know what I learned this week.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't learn a damn thing. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Didn't learn a damn thing. I did learn something else, and I don't really want to get into this so much. It just is. I learned that transgender females are better at sports than biological females.
I don't know that you need to be bringing this up right now.
The British cyclist, did you see this story?
I didn't see that one.
On top of the women's swimmer from Penn, the transgender swimmer from Penn.
Leah Thomas, yeah.
Yeah. Well, now there were two transgender women who won the London cycling event. They won, and a biological woman finished third. On the podium, the two transgender women were kissed. And with the other woman, the biological woman, holding her baby on the podium in third place. It was quite the scene. I just can't feel that it's a fair thing. It's just hard to imagine that the whole thing is fair. I don't know. I don't know. But I don't want to go about it like Ohio did. You see the law in Ohio?
No.
Apparently, at any time, you can call into question in girls' sports. This is in girls' sports from however old to however old to high school. You can call into question whether or not that girl is actually a female. And she has to go and get tested.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And so it's like, what? And, oh, no, and it's an intensive. Because if there are certain areas inside there that are larger, then it's like, holy cow. What are we doing?
The whole argument is related to testosterone. And testosterone production and the amount that is produced. And, you know, they have rules about what's the level that you can have in your body. And that is a, boy, that whole topic is a mess.
Oh, yeah. It is a, well, apparently, I can't even talk about this on the radio, but if there are certain body parts inside you that are bigger, this leads to questioning. Oh, my goodness. And this is for little girls that they have to go get tested.
Come on.
I mean,
who's
really?
Who's done this? No one's doing
Ohio.
That.
Ohio's doing that.
No one's actually going to say, I want to test
that
girl.
Oh, really?
Girl.
If you
hate that 8-year-old
oh,
girl?
Oh, really? If you want your little girl to start and that little girl is ahead of her?
That's just terrible. You'll be
or
you'll
she's
be outed
winning
on social
a huge
media.
Event. I'm calling
you'll
it.
You'll be outed on social media. You'll be shamed. You'll be kicked
hopefully,
out of society.
Hopefully,
and, yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, I mean, Twitter's good at that. Yeah,
well, people were killing each other here over cheerleading. Okay, so you don't think that they'll do that over...
that seems a little much.
Over field
of course,
hockey?
Of course, murder for hire seems a little much, too.
Yeah. No. It all seems
and
like...
And that's old school. Murder for hire has been going on for a while for even things like cheerleader.
It all seems a little bit much, doesn't it? It just seems like a little much. Boy, am I glad my girls didn't want to compete in anything because they were not going to compete in Ohio. Okay? That's it. 713-780-3776. One thing we haven't mentioned yet. Quinn Snyder stepped down. That's interesting. Quinn Snyder's a pretty good coach.
So think about this. Dennis Lindsay stepped down because he stepped away because he knew that the owner was friends with Danny Ainge. And when Ainge got let go or left or let go, whatever it was in Boston, he already knew, like he thought the writing was on the wall. So he takes a consultant role, still gets paid. Dennis lives a good life. Quinn Snyder was Dennis's hire. That is interesting that Quinn's done a nice job, but at the same time, it's kind of getting Schottenheimer-y where you just can't get past a certain level, and it feels like maybe it's time for a change. Maybe it's time for a change. I mean, that change could also be moving Rudy Gobert, moving Donovan Mitchell. I wouldn't move Donovan Mitchell, but something's not right, and they win a bunch of games in the regular season, and then there's just not even factors in the playoffs, really.
Yeah, moving Donovan Mitchell would be interesting. Somebody just said, have the Rockets trade for Donovan Mitchell. Will the Rockets trade for Donovan Mitchell? No, but it wouldn't be bad. Like, what would you have to give up for Donovan? You'd have to give up Jalen Green. And your number three pick.
I don't know. Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, dude's an all-star.
Mm-hmm. More than likely, though, it's Donovan Mitchell, Eric Gordon. I mean, you'd have to match it financially, so it'd be tougher. I don't know that I would give him. I don't know that I would give them number three. I would probably give them the second pick in the first round. We'll give you Jalen Green. We'll give you Eric Gordon, who's going to be an expiring contract. We'll give you maybe a Jayshon Tate, somebody like that, and we'll give you the 17th pick. You know, and then you, I don't know that I'm going much more than something like that because you got to pay, you know, he's a max dollar guy. I mean, number one, you have to, more players are going to have to be in there just to make it work financially.
Well, first of all, you probably got to, it's got to wait until after next year when John Wall's done, when you're out of that deal.
And you get John Wall.
Yeah, right.
To make it work.
They don't want, you think you can get Donovan Mitchell for John Wall?
Well, you have to make it work. I'm guessing that while the Rockets are willing to take guys on who can't play anymore, I'm guessing the Jazz would like to say, no, give us Tate. Give us some guys that actually play.
Oh, right.
We'll take anybody that actually plays instead of the guy who doesn't play.
Would you give up Tate, Green,
what about Christian
and the number
Wood?
Three pick?
What about if they had...
Well, Christian Wood's got 1 year left. I think that's...
I know, but Christian Wood, Eric Gordon, and Jalen Green and the 17th pick for Donovan Mitchell. Would you do that?
Christian Wood.
I feel like...
Jalen Green.
I feel like you could get more than that, though.
Yeah.
For the... For the combination of like,
because
Jalen Green,
oh, by the way,
I've got to.
He's got to be guaranteed to a longer deal because you, Christian Wood in Utah, leaving after
right,
1 year.
But Jalen Green, I could see where Jalen, like, I would rather go almost Jalen Green for Donovan Mitchell, but you can't make it work.
No,
financially, it can't work. So then you have to end up putting a bunch of players with it.
Okay, so I went to one of my favorite websites that I always used to go to in high school and college. That's the NBA trade machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Out of the gutter. Okay. Rockets get Donovan Mitchell. In return, we give up Eric Gordon, Christian Wood, and Kevin Porter Jr.
No, they ain't doing that. Jazz ain't doing that. No chance. Now, you're talking about money-wise. That's what you'd have to do.
Yeah, because
but as far as player wise,
well, the problem
zero
is you give up Donovan Mitchell on what's left there in 2 years, in 3 years, maybe almost nothing.
Yeah.
Kevin Porter Jr. would probably be gone.
What's the strip club situation?
Christian Wood
like
would
that?
Probably exactly. Christian Wood would be gone, and who else?
And Eric Gordon, he's going to be gone.
And
too.
He's a contract expiration. Hmm. Yeah.
No, now money wise, yeah, they would that would work. Player wise, hell no. All right, it's 8:15 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. What you got that you want to bring to the table, you're more than welcome to get in here. 713-780-3776, the number to hang with us. Right now, though, what about that OfferPad thing?
OfferPad gives you actual cash offers for your home, and these are aggressive offers. I mean, they're out there giving you some really strong offers. Because OfferPad understands that, look, it's a seller's market, so they want to give you a great offer. But a lot of times, this is going to be for people who don't, you know, they don't want to do the work on the inside of their home to make it sales ready. You know, a lot of people have to, from a sales ready standpoint, to get your house the top dollar. You've got to actually spend thousands and thousands of dollars getting your kitchen redone, your bathroom redone. You're not even going to use it. You're just getting it ready for someone else. With OfferPad, they say, look. Forget that. Forget all the showing times. Forget having to disrupt your pet's schedule or trying to get your pets out of the home. Forget the yard work that you had to do. We're going to make it really easy for you. We're going to give you an offer on your home, and all you have to do to get that offer is go to offerpad.com, and they're going to provide that modern home buying and selling solution. They'll even move you for free within 50 miles of your residence. Go to OfferPad.com, provide just basic info about your home, and OfferPad is going to send you an all-cash purchase offer within 24 hours. Can you imagine that being done and then closing date whenever you want it to be? You're going to get actual real cash value for your home. This is a great opportunity for you, and it doesn't force you to go through and jump through all the hoops to sell your home either. OfferPad.com, OfferPad.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
Time for us to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing. 281-488-6238. You want this number in your phone. 288-281-488-6238. These guys are great. Billy is awesome. And it starts at the top. And it's the philosophy of what your business is going, how it's going to be. And he is spectacular in that he's going to send somebody to your house to give you a consultation, a free estimate of what they're going to do. And then when the estimate comes, you know what? You can maybe get another, get a second opinion, but I'm going to tell you where you're going to go with. You're going to go with Aqueduct Plumbing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't. You want a company you can trust with plumbing issues. Sometimes they're very small. Sometimes they're substantial. You want to know the difference between when it actually is small and when it actually is substantial. And that's the number one reason why we speak for Aqueduct Plumbing. Although Aqueduct Plumbing also, it's about price. It's about affordability. It's about the quickness of service, which is always an issue if you are going to find a plumber. You want somebody who can get out there and not put you off for 4 or 5 days. And then, you know, you do want to know that the work that you need done, whether it's a big job or a small job, is going to be priced fairly and is going to, you know, is going to be told to you, you know, with honesty, so that you know that the work you're getting needs to actually be done. And the simple thing that you need to do is go to thebenchplumbing.com, thebenchplumbing.com, and you'll find all your information there, thebenchplumbing.com.
Yeah. Hey.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Here's an age-old question, Lance. Is a happy ending legal or illegal?
First, RJ, he comes with the transgender issue. Now he's firing happy endings.
Let me ask you a question. Is a happy ending legal or illegal?
Rusty Harden, who is one of the preeminent lawyers in the city of Houston over the last 3 decades, told the entire city of Houston, the entire nation, and even the entire world that happy endings are not illegal.
Because unless there is more, unless there's more money offered, then it becomes illegal.
Yeah.
What if before you start the session, you overpay? Now that's a question of whether or not it's illegal. Because, like, what's the going rate of a regular masseuse?
It's like $60 an hour.
Okay, what if you give them $400 to give you a massage? Are there expectations of,
Feels like a, what, did they charge you $400?
No, what if you just said, hey, here, this is what I give, this is what I give my masseuse.
And you'll say, thanks, can I book you for another session?
Well.
And then after you're done, you go, never mind, Mr. Watson, we're all booked up.
Well, of course. Well, I don't know about that, because some people in the lawsuit gave him 3 massages.
Well, so, yeah, no, some people didn't have an issue with it, obviously.
Well, but now maybe, they have an issue and they're suing him.
Yeah, so that you know, that brings up other questions. Oh, but I do think what Rusty said was one of those, Rusty, you got to shut up. Like, Rusty Harden, if you didn't hear, he was on 610 and made the comment that he was on with the female lawyer, Leah, can't remember her last name, but... He was on and made the comment that just because someone makes you, hey, listen, happy endings aren't illegal. Just because, we're going to just take the audio and let you hear Rusty say it. Because I was cringing so hard for Rusty. Like, well, I think Rusty's had some terrible missteps along the way.
I don't know. Because he admitted to consensual sex early, which we thought was a mistake. But as opposed to saying, right. Well,
what
I don't
know.
What
did he say previously?
It's very rare that you'll hear a lawyer in a,
he admitted to consensual sex after he at first said that that didn't happen. Then he said, none of this ever happened. Oh, yeah, there was consensual sex.
Right.
He had to, because he knew the facts would come out.
Oh, the facts would come out.
I just think Rusty shouldn't have said anything the first time.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Rusty needs to keep his mouth shut. Like, Rusty basically coming out and telling you, listen, happy endings are not illegal. Rusty, I don't think you have to paint the picture of the legal process. All you did is basically tell the NFL, yeah, there was more happy endings here.
Yeah. The NFL's going to find out anyway. Yes, we had consensual sex. Or, no, it wasn't consensual. We had sex. It wasn't consensual. I will say this, though. I'm hesitant to tell Rusty anything since he's gotten 2 no-bills already. Rusty's played this pretty – so far, Deshaun is winning big. So I'm hesitant to tell Rusty anything about the law and how to handle it.
But it's always going
to
be, you say it was no bill, but that was always the favorite.
That no bill a, with 22 criminal, accusations?
Criminal cases were never the favorite when there was no physical
evidence. I don't know.
No physical
evidence.
And there was no videotaped evidence.
Right.
And there was no audio evidence.
Right.
So it was always, I remember reading this.
He said, she said, yeah.
Yeah, Mike Florio was talking about the odds of this ever going criminal are very long because it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. They don't have what they need to make
yet,
it criminal.
Yet 22 and now 23 accusations really seem to really make it look like there's more to this than there's a lot. There's smoke.
Well, no.
You can't even see with all the smoke.
It's some people will say it's predatory in nature. It's clearly a fetish. This is a guy who we talked about it before Rusty said his thing. Clearly, he didn't get him from licensed massage therapist in many cases. He's the team. Teams have licensed therapists that work with them. He didn't work with them. The whole thing about it, he's trying to, you know, get his things. That's what he was trying to do. He was trying to get his things. Mm. And what happened was he got in trouble. Multiple people came forward. More, I think, will still come forward eventually. And Rusty now is just doing some damage control for what he expects to be coming out, I guess. But him saying, although it was toward the end of the interview, so I think basically Rusty maybe just kind of let it slip after his defenses were down. Just said, "Hey, listen, happy endings happen sometimes. There's a lot of people who are listening who have had them, and if you haven't, okay, you haven't. But I mean, they happen sometime, and that's not illegal." Having someone make, and then he followed up with, "Someone making you uncomfortable in a massage isn't illegal." Like, I guess it's the customer making you uncomfortable. That's not illegal. That's another thing. I'm like, Rusty, you don't have to say these things because they're not doing you any favors. They just look wildly suspicious.
It's obvious that there was some discomfort, uncomfortableness.
But you leave it unsaid. Well, you don't have to say it. What benefit does that do for his client?
Well, the benefit is that
it makes Deshaun look pervier.
It
really does.
I don't know how Deshaun could possibly look pervier.
And yet did it?
Not really.
You didn't
think so? Did Rusty say anything we didn't know?
Well, I thought it made Rusty look bad.
Well,
I thought a lawyer throwing that stuff on a radio show, I thought was really not very lawyer-like.
Mm.
It could have gone unsaid. What is the purpose of saying it? I don't understand the purpose of saying it. It could have gone unsaid, and he decided to say it out loud. And that's why it was news. Everyone was shocked that Rusty threw that stuff out there for everyone, like, did Rusty really use the phrase happy endings? Oh, he did?
He did.
About what his client was involved in?
Dang.
Yes, he did. So what it shows you, though, John, is that this was, and this is why I think it's so damning. It shows you that was, you could make a case that was the end goal for Deshaun Watson, was something sexual in nature was the end goal. If he had consensual sex multiple times and he had, quote unquote, happy endings, then obviously Deshaun's motive was for sex.
Lance,
and
before Rusty went on, Rusty said nothing that any of us didn't think. Rusty said nothing that what you just said, it's obvious.
But thinking
all of those things are obvious.
It's obvious, but thinking it is one thing. Now, for a jury trial, it's out there. Now, if you're a lawyer, you can say, look, his own lawyer.
But listen, then, and I think Rusty's point is this: jury, is it pervy? Yeah. Were they uncomfortable? Yeah. There's nothing illegal about that.
Okay, that's fine.
And you know what? He's going to probably bring that up.
That's fine. He can say that. And here's what I say as a lawyer: we are not arguing the legality of it, ladies and gentlemen. Rusty's bringing this. This is not a criminal case. It's a civil case, and the civil case does not need to meet the criminal standards that Mr. Harden just discussed about it not being illegal. We don't care if it's legal or illegal. We could argue about whether it should be illegal. I'm being his lawyer right now. I'm being Tony Busby. But what I want to argue is that Mr. Watson's own lawyer is telling you that he is having consensual sex with these massages. He is having happy endings. So clearly his intent was to go in with the mm-hmm. idea of getting sex. So I think it's not a reach that he engaged in behavior trying to get sex from our clients. Deshaun is going to 100% lose now. He has no chance of winning civil. No chance. They've already established a pattern of sexual misconduct.
It's already established without it's any of the things that he said. It was established long before anything Rusty said on Friday. I don't know. I'm hesitant to criticize Rusty. He's made a lot of money doing this, and he's doing pretty damn good for DeSean right now. 8:30 ESPN 97.5.
Well, I guess he's making millions off DeSean. Oh, yeah, I guess he's doing good for him. I don't know. We'll find out how long.
Well, he's making millions. But
we'll find out how long the suspension and fine is.
So far, DeSean, that's all he's gotten is a huge contract and no bills.
But that has nothing to do with Rusty.
Yeah. Well, the no bills helped.
Yeah, the no bills helped. But I think, like I said, I think any lawyer, we'll find out how long DeSean gets suspended and what the total bill ends up, and we'll find out how Rusty did.
Yep.
Because I know Rusty's going to do well.
Rusty always does well.
Rusty's going to do well.
Rusty does well. It's what he does.
Is he going to make more than $2 million off DeSean?
Oh, way more.
$4
million? It's going to be hot. It's going to be up there, bro. $4 or $5 million, yeah. Yeah.
I guess he did well for DeSean. Yeah. I know it now. Let's find out how much DeSean has to pay people out.
My buddy went there with a regular case. He goes, I started a million.
Ooh.
Yeah. So guess what? All right. What about QC Kinetics?
So for those of you who have issues with your shoulder, your back, your knee, and it's been a chronic issue for a while, you could have damage to the tissues in your joint. And when you have that, you really, you know, a lot of times what people, especially when it's chronic, a lot of people are going to start going in for the steroid shots, and then you're going to be looking at surgery. And the problem you run into is that, honestly, you don't have to do that. You don't have to have the shots. You don't have to have the surgeries. You don't have to have all that downtime. With QC Kinetics, you have a chance to get back to being the real you with their unbelievable technology. They give you the ability to get back to what it is that you do from an athletic standpoint. Right now is the time where we're all going outside and doing the things we love to do. But QC Kinetics has all-natural biological therapies that can help restore and regenerate tissue in your joints. Why is that a big deal? I'm going to explain it to you. Athletes have been using this for years. They take growth factors in your own body. They make it highly concentrated. Then they put it back into the joints. And what that does is it starts to repair and regenerate tissue. And that starts to eliminate the pain that you're feeling, and you start to get better mobility back. It's unbelievable. Go into the doctors, consult with them, and see what they say. 713-913-5285. But these professionals here in Houston are taking part in some of the most impressive medicine that is available to you right now. It's all natural biological therapies that are going to make an incredible difference with your overall health and well-being of your joints. Make sure before you go get those surgeries and those shots that you go see my friends at QC Kinetics. That's QC Kinetics. You go to the website or give them a call today for your free consultation, 713-913-5285.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Before we get to this next story that we have to get to, let's get Zenis in here. He wants to talk about the DeSean thing. What do you say, Zenis?
Hey, very briefly, I talked to you guys about a year or so ago about this, you know, Watson situation. And at the time, I mentioned it. I thought most of this was a money grab, and you guys kind of scoffed at that. And I'm looking at, you know, people saying, oh, they went back three times, and, oh, now I think it's illegal what you're doing. And, oh, I still think it's a big money grab. Go ahead, I'm going to listen.
You're talking about one person? I mean, Dennis, you're talking about.
I think there's more to it than just a money grab.
Yeah,
I do.
I mean,
I really do. I think that
one you feel vindicated off of one person out of 23 lawsuits.
Yeah, I think that there's too much here. Maybe there some money grabism going on? Probably. Yes.
Well, I think there has. Yes. I don't know how many of these are. Has Tony Busby had to sift through some? Oh, you are going to have people come in that we won't even know about some of them who tried to come in and get a little piece of the pie. Because to take on somebody who is a flat money grab, you have to really vet this, because all you have to do is prove that one of those people is out on a money grab, and you create tremendous doubt. So I would tell you that I'll bet you every one of these these complainants have been really vetted by Buzz.
There are still some. There's some so like the woman that was on Real Sports. So yeah, you were so upset, and it was so traumatic. Then why'd you call him afterwards and try to set up another massage?
Yeah, no, those things are always.
I mean, that's just,
but that doesn't. But people will use that to discredit everybody.
Right.
And see, that's what
I think Zenas is maybe doing that.
That's illogical.
Zenas, there's so much smoke you can't even see. There's more to it than just everybody's
Deshaun,
out for
they
money.
I already told you, Deshaun got his stuff off. That's what Deshaun went there to go do.
Zenas,
we're not stupid. You're not stupid. You know what the deal is.
Zenas, let me ask you a question. Was Deshaun looking for a massage in all of these?
Was he looking for a legitimate massage? No.
Because why would he be calling? He was looking for sex.
Yeah.
He was looking for sex.
You go to
women weren't looking for sex. They weren't. And so there's your conflict right there. Now, do they want to get paid for what they've gone through? Yeah. And are some of them, I believe that some of them, it is a money grab. But there's way too much going on here to just think it's all about a money grab. There's a lot more to it. Did you see what Ryan Day said? Head coach of Ohio State is going to take $13 million from the local business community.
We talked about it on Friday at the end, but let's re-hit this because this is a big deal.
Ryan Day said he believes it'll take $13 million from the local business community to keep the Buckeyes roster intact.
How? All they're doing is just, you want the kid to have his name, his image, and his likeness. Well, just let him sign some cards.
Because now all of a sudden there's a market established. He says this. He believes the top quarterbacks are going to be $2 million. OTs and edge rushers are going to be around $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And how many of those do you have? Because you've got new guys that are coming up.
It's recruiting your roster.
He's
talking about people recruiting your roster. He's whipping the business community up for more funds,
right,
is what this is. Realistically, I don't think the top players are going to leave their schools for money ahead of the draft. If you're a really good player, if you're a top player, you're going to sit where you are so that you perform well for the NFL draft, for the most part. I think for the most part. Guys aren't leaving Alabama. They're not leaving Ohio State. And some of the other schools, we just saw Addison leave.
Well, guys are. Backups are leaving Alabama. They are leaving.
Yeah, but backups aren't getting
two. Yeah, but backups at Alabama are still really, really. Backup at Ohio State.
But that's not what Ryan Day said.
Being the number
that's
one.
That's not what Ryan Day said, though. Ryan Day said our starters are best players.
No.
Keep our roster.
No,
intact.
The reason it's to keep our roster intact. Listen, when you got a number one quarterback and he's a junior, you need to bring in another guy that's going to. And guess what? That guy wants to get paid now.
His name or his image or his likeness?
Well, all of it. He wants to get paid for all of it.
How many deals do you have to do to get $2 million?
Guess what?
A lot of advertising.
The offensive tackle. I've got a senior.
How many photo shoots are they going
to
be in?
I got a senior that I got to hold on to. I got to keep him
here.
How
many video shoots
are they going
to have?
I've also got a freshman that's a five-star that's coming up. Guess what?
Yeah, no video shoots, no photos. It was all a scam anyway.
Yeah, it's all a scam.
And I was always a... I think a lot of people didn't think it was, but the college football was ready. As soon as this happens, we're firing.
That's right. Well, we've been firing at kids, the best players anyway. We've been firing them for years, and now maybe we can put our business behind it. So, and now the kids get taxed too, which is another thing. Anyway, so, but listen, I don't disagree. Just because you got one quarterback at $2 million doesn't mean you got another one that isn't sitting there that's a four-star. What is Arch Manning going to make? I am so sick of Arch Manning has got between Texas and Georgia. Arch Manning has got a Georgia uniform on. Arch Manning, what the?
A 3-year, $21 million deal?
It could well be.
Just sign him. Just give him. Just dump a bunch of money in his front yard. I don't know how it works anymore.
I don't know.
You just say here. Just say you like ice juice. Hey, I love ice juice. Here's your $21 million. Do I have to do it again? No.
You tweet it too?
It's a con. Just do one tweet. We're good. And then take taxes out of that. You're good, Arch.
I'm
watching Billions. That's why I said ice juice.
It's going to be much like pro sports. Each quarterback is going to be $2 million.
Pro sports, no, it's worse because pro sports can't just leave whenever they want to. there's contracts. You need contracts in college football.
Yeah.
The only way you're going to make this right, and the problem is you can't because NIL is not technically attached to the university, even though we know it's a joke, and they are.
Right.
But I didn't say that, Jimbo. I don't want you fighting me. I want to still be friends, Jimbo. So obviously the school is not in any way, shape, or form attached to any of these NILs. But the reality is what separates it, people act like, well, we want it to be like pro football. Everyone gets paid. Okay. Then make it like pro football and you have contracts. And those contracts can be, you can be cut too. You can be a cap casualty. Like, sorry, you're gone. Go somewhere else and we'll cut you. So you need to start doing that if you're going to make it more equitable. But you're going to have to make it contractually bound to where you can't just leave and go into a portal. Are you willing to sign that? Maybe people creating these NILs can start putting language in there like this precludes you or you have to – this money vests at the end of the term. You get all this money at the end of the term. But if you don't stay here for a minimum of 2 years, you don't get paid. Maybe they have things like that. And that would prevent that from happening. That's what I would put in there. If I were spending all this money, I would want to make sure that whatever player I was.
However, paying, the people that cut the players have nothing to do with the NIL. Remember that?
That's right. That's right.
So
they don't even know anything about it.
Right.
I don't even know. Somebody named Sliced Bread did this. What? What are you talking about, Sliced Bread? I don't even know what that meant. Oh, he's a Reddit user on a message board. Okay. How is he in the middle of a major conversation in college athletics, a Reddit user? He's a little close to home.
Yep.
That's how.
All right, 713-780-377-6844 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you didn't see, your Astros won again, 6-3 road trip. Back home tonight for Seattle, one of the most dangerous teams in the history of baseball. So we got that.
Jordan is an Astro for life.
Let's go. Well, not really for life. 6 years.
Okay.
But let's talk right now about being – listen, are you going to be hydrated? The answer is right here in my hand, for those of you watching on Twitch, how. How. H-O-W. It's that simple. It's three little letters. How. How water. Hyper-pure oxygenated water. It's purified water. And it comes in an infinitely recyclable aluminum bottle, which is really cool. It's a great looking bottle, but you don't care about that. What you care about is, all right, how much is this? Because I'm going to get you 20% off if you go to drinkhowwater.com and put in promo code John20. John20. Drinkhowwater.com. How about absolutely free delivery? That first delivery is going to be absolutely free. So order a case, have it sent to the house, and see how it works. Because you may be dehydrated. Are your calves hurting? Are you pulling up and going, man, what's the deal? I need to hydrate more. Well, how water hydrates you more than regular water does because it's hyper oxygenated. And listen, I don't know what all this is. I'm not a doctor. All I know is you are going to be more oxygenated after you drink how water. Drinkhowwater.com, promo code John20.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:50.
I literally just told John the first 10 minutes of or 12 minutes of The Boys. I told him what happened with the sneeze.
I'm not watching that show. I guess I'm just not.
Well, now they're just trying to see how gory they can get.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's just, is there a point there? Is there? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Your Astros win yesterday. Jordan goes deep again. And he's just a Kyle Tucker homer now as well. Now, we haven't talked about this. So, Jordan gets 115. Jackie put it out there, more pressure now on Jordan to live up to the $115 million or on Kyle Tucker. to get to 115.
Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, much more.
One guy's got guaranteed money.
Yeah. Yordan, and somebody put out, remember what Lance Berkman said? Doesn't matter what I do at this at bat, they still got to give me my money, right? I mean,
I don't know if Yordan sounds like that.
No, Yordan doesn't sound anything like that. But
what are we doing, man? Hey, how, like, Yordan, you've got a real West Texas accent. Where are you from? Bernie area or Green Hall, New Braunfels? Like, no, I'm from Cuba, man. Are you? Because that doesn't sound Cuban. That sounds like more like Lance Berkman.
Yeah. No, well, that's what Lance Berkman said and what he sounded like when he said it. So what do you give? Now, it'll be interesting to see. Is Kyle Tucker a $115 million player as well?
Well, yeah.
Is he?
What do you mean, $115 million?
Well, they did this for Bregman.
Over 6 years?
Hold on. They did this for Bregman. They didn't do it for Carlos Correa. And you would think.
Carlos was hurt a lot at that time.
That's true.
During that time frame. If I'm Tucker's agent, I'm like, you're good.
Was that the only reason, though?
I don't know. If I'm Tucker, I say, no, I'll just wait it out.
You know, they don't pay everybody.
I'll wait it out and I'll go get my 32.
Well, Kyle Tucker said he's willing. Hey, listen, I'll still listen to details. Alvarez did it during the season.
I would want him to be an Astro. I'm just saying it's probably.
Under or over 115?
The length of Kyle Tucker's contract?
The amount of Kyle Tucker's contract.
Oh, more.
It's over?
When he finally does one. You're saying if he does the same thing with the Astros or just in general?
Will the Astros sign him to a 6-year, $115 million
deal? I don't believe he will sign one.
You don't?
No. I think he was – look, you just told me about Yordan and maybe Yordan. Yordan came from communist Cuba. Probably doesn't come from much. Nobody in Cuba does.
Kyle Tucker looks like he's got a sweater tied around his neck.
That's what I'm saying. Kyle Tucker may be like –
went to Duke.
I'll be fine with getting my $9 million in arbitration. I mean, you know, last I checked, you can live on arbitration money, too.
Hey, Fromber's getting three. Don't count on $9 million in arbitration.
I would count on more than Carlos Correa got, which was what, 7.5?
Carlos Correa, they fought him for 5.
Yeah, I know they fought him. It's what did he get?
It was 5.
And you can still
live on 5.
You can still live on 5 million.
Yeah. No. You can absolutely live on 5 million.
Kyle Tucker can probably live on 5 million, and if that's the case, what he might do, I mean, it's a simple math equation. How much for X amount of years at this rate,
right,
plus X amount of years at this rate, does it equal to X amount of years at rate C?
Right.
I mean, it's just a math equation. If the math makes sense, Kyle Tucker was signed. If it doesn't, I think he's more likely than a communist defector to take the guarantee. I think Yordan is more likely. Look at who they have. Two different Cuban players. Yuli has taken below market value, it feels like, because he wants to be an Astro. Maybe Yordan does too. Because I think there's a comfort level that's important for players like Jose Altuve from, you know, coming from Venezuela. Jose Altuve has wanted to be an Astro. He's taken less. Yordan has taken less.
That less is $35 million a year, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, but they have taken less than market value, potentially. They just took it. Yordan just took his money up front. That's all. It's taking it up front. It's taking a little less, but getting it right now in your surefire guarantee.
And he can take care of everybody.
I think a lot of it depends on your agent and depends on where your standing is in life, what your perspective is. The perspective of Kyle Tucker may be substantially different than that of Altuve or Yuli or Yordan, who appear to have left some money on the table when it comes to, you know, playing hardball. Carlos Correa didn't leave money on the table. Yeah, Scott Boras also. But even before he had Boras, when he had William Morris, Carlos was playing hardball, right? You said Carlos wasn't agreeing to
no
little dingle doodle contracts.
Yeah. I think Kyle Tucker will get – I'm hoping Kyle Tucker will take and get a longer-term contract and not go through arbitration every year. If he goes through arbitration every year, he'll be done in after 3 years. Kyle Tucker will be gone. If they can somehow convince him to take in the – now, if you're Yordan and Kyle Tucker gets 120, are you pissed?
No. I'm not pissed at my teammates' money.
No, but you're like, wait a minute. You guys just gave that guy 120 when, I mean, who do you, each guy thinks how and knows how valuable they are.
First of all,
Kyle Tucker is an excellent outfielder.
Yeah.
And Yordan doesn't play as much outfield. He's not nearly the fielder that Kyle Tucker is. But okay, you can, and you could argue, who's a better hitter, Kyle Tucker or Yordan Alvarez? I think that's a tough one.
I think it is tough because I know the easy thing is people to just say, I think the easy one's for people to say Kyle Tucker, but I don't think it is. Yordan's got a tremendous eye. He's come in with a more disciplined plate approach as a rookie. We were blown away by that. And Yordan can hit the ball the other way. I don't know, man. Yordan is a more complete hitter than
we've
he's
also seen Yordan
for.
Fade in the biggest instances.
We have in a very small sample size. Yeah. I mean, he didn't play in 2020. He played in 2021. He played part of 2019. So we don't even have – he hasn't even played 162 games yet. So fade is a relative term. When the guy hasn't even had 162 total games under
No,
the belt,
he's
right?
already got 200. He's got
Oh, no, wait. What am I thinking of?
No.
No. Yeah, no. What's his total number?
Yeah, no. He's thinking 200.
Maybe I'm thinking of two full seasons.
Yeah. So, but neither here nor there. We have seen him. We've seen Kyle Tucker thrive in big situations.
Oh,
we've seen
Yordan
thrive in big situations as well.
Yeah, I'm thinking of plate appearances. His games are 281.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He hasn't played. He's only hit 130 games played one time. He's only played over 100 games one season. In one season, has he played over 100 games?
Well, right. They brought him up late his rookie year.
Brought him up late.
And then he didn't play in 20.
Didn't play in 20.
And then 144 last year. And he's played in all of these games this year.
So when we say he shrunk in big situations, really tiny.
Well, that was postseason. In the World Series, he was bad.
Well, yeah, because in the postseason, he was really great.
He was great against Boston.
He had a bad World Series.
Yeah, bad World
Same
Series.
Way Bagwell and Biggio did. And,
yeah.
You know, we talk about it. They're also Hall of Famers. So, and they're beloved Houston institutions, and they stunk in the postseason.
Right. He hit 100 in the World Series. He hit 522 against the Red Sox.
Yeah, he murdered. The Red Sox are terrified of that guy.
Yeah.
He is.
He also hit 412 in the World Series against Washington.
Ooh, so, yeah. I don't know about shrinking. He had a bad World Series.
But he sucked. He sucked against the Yankees. He hit 0-45 against the Yankees.
Yeah, no, he was really.
So he's been up and down, really up and down.
Was he really 0-45?
0-45. He was
but
one.
He was great.
Oh, don't
against,
you remember? He was
wait,
one
wait,
for
wait.
22.
Oh no! Well, you're going back to 19.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was one for 22.
Right. We
and then he
there.
Was. And then in the World Series
that's
against
he
Washington,
was a,
he was 7 for
but
17.
He was a rookie then. But yeah, he was a rookie in that in that. Game because he was still pretty strong against the White Sox, if I remember correctly, this last year in the playoffs.
Against the White Sox, he was 3 for 11. He walked 6 times. Yeah. I mean, so his on base was 529. His OPS was 1166 against the White Sox, 1408 against the Red Sox, and then 508 OPS in the World Series against Atlanta. It was bad. It was real bad. Oh my God. His Yankees ALCS in 19, he had a 170 OPS.
Oh no, he was terrible.
OPS.
He was completely lost. That was at that time where he came off. He was such a great rookie. He was rookie of the year. And I remember just not even counting on him in the Yankees series. You already knew he was lost.
Yeah.
It was similar, not as bad, but it was similar to who's the Dodger who completely got destroyed by the Astros in 17?
Cody Bellinger.
Yeah. It was like when Dodger fans knew Bellinger had no chance.
Yeah, right.
Every at-bat he had no chance. Kind of felt that way with Yordan back in 19. I don't feel like that now.
Boy, I hope they do Kyle Tucker, though. I would love to see those two together. That's Batman and Robin right there, and I don't know which one's which. That for years and years to come in this organization, if you're not going to have, and in a couple of years, you're not going to have Altuve in just, I don't know how long it's going to be, but it's not going to be all that long. Verlander's going to be gone. Brantley's going to be gone. Yuli's going to be gone. You sure would like to see Yordan and Tucker be the 1-2 punch in this organization for years to come. 901 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you've got some thoughts on that, you're more than welcome to get in here. If you've got a problem right now law-wise, if you have any issue whatsoever, if you have a criminal case against you, if you have a civil case against you, have you been arrested for a drug crime, a DUI, DWI, any kind of a sex issue that you've had, burglary, robbery, unlawful carrying a gun, Whatever the case may be, what is the charge against you? You need representation. Did you do it? I don't know. Is it important to the Morley Law Firm? You know what? They're going to represent you no matter what the case is because that's their job, and that's what they're going to do every single time. Have you been in an accident, a personal injury, an auto accident, an 18-wheeler accident, any other injury that you've had on any site? Do you have a case? You don't know. Call the Morley Law Firm and let them take care of that for you. They will. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or Morley Law, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com. Do you have an immigration problem that you're dealing with? Se habla español. They are awesome. They've got experience. They're going to represent you if, in fact, they take their case. Go get your go in there and tell them what your problem is and let them decide. 713-839-9955. Make the call, Morley Law.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.